Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, welcome back. It's Dr. Dave, also known as Mr. Vegan. Episode 146 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. As you know, this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, happier. I have a great one for you today. I am still hanging around at Vegetarian Summerfest. Yeah, well, you know, I've been here. I did a couple recordings here. So even though as you're listening to this, I'm not still here. I mean, that would be like weeks. But here's the story. Well, here's what I'm going to do today for you. You're going to love this. So I'm roaming around. It's on this campus at University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And I there are a lot of people here, and a lot of them are like looking happy and having fun, and others maybe not so much, but most people are. And I came across this guy coincidentally. He's got this black shirt on. It says on the front of it, it says Speaking of Vegan. On the back of it, it says The Vegan Airwaves, speakingofvegan.com. So I go up to him, I question him. I say, what is Speaking of Vegan? Tell me about that. And the first thing he says to me, well, it's a podcast that I do. So I think to myself, wow, well, I just met another guy here who's vegan, who does a podcast. But not only that, this guy, you know how like you run into people, and I've talked about this on my show before, some people you feel like you're on the same wavelength as, and other people, you know, you just, they might be really good people, but you just don't feel like a true connection. Well, for some reason, I felt like I was connected to this young man, even though we hadn't met before. Just the way he answered the question, hey, I do a podcast, it's about being vegan. And I like this guy just within the first 5, 10, 15 seconds. I felt a connection. So we started talking, and I said, hey, I got to have you on my podcast. Let's just do a show. I want to talk to you. I want to just talk to you about anything that comes to our mind, happiness, whatever it might be. So his name is Anush Shah. He's right here with me. I'm going to bring him into the show in a second. But the first thing I'm just going to ask him, before we even talk about what he does, and we can get into anything, but Anush, tell me, was I correct when I just felt that I connected with you right away, and I just felt like you're a happy guy, and did I hit the nail on the head? Are you happy? What's going on in your life, man? Tell my listeners, they're listening to you right now.
Well, hey, Dr. Dave, first and foremost, I want to really thank you for having me on your show. This is awesome. It's really fun to be on your show, and I really want to echo your thoughts. I mean, you know, you meet all kinds of people, and like you said, people are great and it's a lot of fun, but there's certain people that you meet that you just form a connection with, an instant kind of chemistry. And I felt that with you too, and it's just, I'm really happy that we met. And that answers part of your question, am I a happy guy? You know what? I mean, I absolutely know how to answer that question. And of course, the first thing I'll say is a resounding yes. And, you know, happiness is an interesting word. It's something that gets bandied about and, you know, in a lot of different ways. And so, you know, there's temporary happiness and there's this and that and all that. What I'll say is, you know, of course, there's happiness and there's joy and there's fulfillment. And there's a lot of different ways to look at this. But I will tell you, I just feel so incredibly blessed. I mean, and I'm always really in a state of gratitude. The last few years, I've really been living in just a state of gratitude for even the simplest things. Just the fact that I have eyes that can see and ears that can hear and I can eat and, you know, and I can, you know, function and walk and run and jump and work out. And I have this incredible life. So, I mean, that's certainly one level of it. I know that, you know, it's not everybody's doing the best, you know, that they can. And a lot of times what happens with us in sort of these Western industrial societies, you know, we're all kind of in a rat race and on this kind of hamster's wheel almost, you know, just trying to maybe just survive and whatever it is. And I think that it's hard for people to connect with their deeper selves and in all the busyness of life. And I certainly understand that. And I just feel so incredibly grateful and blessed because I think I was able to find a why, a purpose, and a lot of research and studies and people talk about that when you find a deep fulfillment or a deep purpose within yourself, you really connect to a deeper level of yourself. And that really is something that can produce joy and happiness. And I feel so blessed to have done that and so lucky to have done that. Way back when I was a teenager, back in 1989, I came across some literature that had me start looking at what I was eating and the choices I was making around food. And I, overnight, one day, decided that I would be on a plant-based diet. I didn't know what the word vegan was at the time. There was no word vegan in that book I was reading. And the book is called Living Health. It was Fit for Life Part 2. There was a book in the 80s, authors Harvey and Marilyn Diamond. They wrote a series. They wrote a book called Fit for Life, and then Fit for Life Part 2 was Living Health. And there was a big chapter on animal products, and I still remember it was February 28th, 1989 at 2:35 in the morning. I'm reading this chapter, and I finished the animal products chapter, and I said, oh my gosh, I can't put this stuff into my body. And I said, I'm never eating animal products again. And I thought to myself, you mean that chicken sandwich I had this afternoon with my friends at, you know, XYZ restaurant is the last meat I'll ever eat? And I thought for about two split seconds, and I said, yeah, I guess that's it. And you know, and at that time, that wasn't my aha moment in terms of like, this is the purpose of my life. But I know that there was something that clicked within me at that time. And then a couple of months later, I read a book called Diet for a New America. And it was a Pulitzer Prize nominated book by a guy named John Robbins. He was the heir to the fortune of Baskin and Robbins, but he disclaimed it because he didn't want to have his fortune and his life be connected with the suffering and the cruelty and the, you know, everything that was associated with dairy products. And so I was learning about this going, wow, I never knew any of this. And that book is so beautiful. It's a 1987 book. And I think it's been updated at some point, but basically I read it in 1989 and it just transformed my life. And it had, the book has four parts to it. Just very quickly, there are four major reasons that people would want to be vegan, be on a plant-based diet. Of course, there's the health aspect, and that's something that there's tremendous research that we don't need to talk about. And that right there promotes so much health and vitality. And I know, Dr. Dave, you talk about that on your show a lot. There's the environmental destruction that happens from animal agriculture, and that's been coming up more and more. I mean, this wonderful documentary, Cowspiracy, that came out just within the last 12-15 months. Of course, people are starting to, it's gone viral on Netflix and that kind of thing. There's also a world hunger connection, and of course there's the animal connection, and there's how these animals are treated, how our brethren on this planet are being treated, how they're being caged and mutilated and dismembered, and then finally slaughtered in these factory farms and these slaughterhouses. And that connected so deeply with me. I had never thought of that before. I think I always chose not to look at that, but I started connecting with a much deeper part of my heart and myself when I was reading that. And I remember crying through parts of the book. And right then and there, something hit me. And I thought, you know what? This is going to be the purpose of my life. I think that we are all better than this. All of us have a deep level of love and compassion within us. It's maybe for some people, it may be buried a little bit deeper than others. I know we all have different life experiences. But right then and there, that summer of 1989 is when I found my why. And I have to tell you, ever since that time, that's transformed my life. And, you know, I'm actually a lawyer right now, and I find a lot of joy in my law practice. I love it. You'll never hear a lawyer say that. I'm probably one in a thousand. But I really loved law school, and I love practicing law. And I love the fact that I'm vegan, and it's really transformed the way I look at the world and how I relate to the world and to people and to, you know, non-human animals and to the environment and to the ecology and just to the entire, you know, sort of, it's just a different paradigm, a way of living. And I feel so blessed that I came across those books and that I love a career that I have a wonderful family, and I have all my health. I mean, what is there not to be happy and joyful about? So it was a little bit of a longer answer than you might have anticipated, Dr. Dave, but I am just so deeply humbled as I even think about how blessed I am. And yes, indeed, not only am I happy, I'm deeply fulfilled and I'm deeply joyful, and I'm thrilled and honored to be able to share that with you.
Well, see, I think I was actually correct when I came across this guy, Anoush. I mean, I hit the nail on the head. The guy is just the kind of guy you just, he's the kind of guy you just want to hang out with and talk to. And you know, I know he gave a long answer, but that's okay. I said to him before we started, I said, talk as long as you want, because I think you can really help my listeners a lot. Now, I know, Anoush, we have, I've got all types of listeners. I mean, a lot of them are vegan, but a lot of them aren't. And a lot of them, you know, are listening to the message, and I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, oh, you know, it works for Dr. Dave. It's working for Anoush. You know, Dave tells me all these great stories, but I'm still, you know, it's. I love my yogurt in the morning. I love my cheese. I can't give that stuff up. It's going to be tough in social situations. How am I going to explain to people that I'm vegan? And you know, I know it works for some people, but I just don't think I can do it. And I'm not convinced it's really the kind of thing that I want to do. But look, I know I'm plant-based, vegan, whatever you want to call it. You are. It's changed my life totally. It's changed yours. Talk to the person that is just, they've been listening to the message. They're maybe thinking, they're considering, maybe they're almost there. I don't know, but they're not quite there. Talk to that person. What's going to get them over the edge? Explain that. Can you help me with that? Because I've been, and again, I don't push people at all. I lead by example, and like I've told my listeners many times, Anoush, that I still love them. Whatever they're doing in their lives, it might just be a different timetable. I don't look down on anybody who is eating meat, using animals. A lot of my friends and family still do. So how can I look down on people like that? I was doing it several years ago. But let's speak to the person that is listening to the messages and just not really sure what they want to do.
Dr. Dave, you raise a few really great points. And no, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it's not even an issue or a question of looking down. You know, we're all people, we're all brothers and sisters on this journey of life together. And we all have, like you said, different timetables, different life experiences and backgrounds. And you know, until I was 18, I was actually anti-vegetarian. It's really funny. I used to be in high school when I was doing some debates, I would be on the anti-vegetarian team. And somehow something opened up in me when it did. And I came across that literature that I explained a few moments ago, and something shifted in me. And all I know is, as you say about leading by example, all I know is that I just lived this incredibly blessed, incredibly vital life. I have so much energy. I am so healthy. I don't want to keep saying I'm blessed. I don't know what else to say. I'm grateful. It's just, I don't, you know what? I'm in my 40s now. I appreciate the fact that you referred to me.
I never would have thought that. I would have honestly guessed much younger. Seriously, you look, how old are you? 41?
Okay, I'm 45.
Wow. Now I know my listeners can't see you, but hey guys, I would have guessed about 35. Honestly, I'm not kidding. I would have guessed about 35 years old.
When I think the only reason you would have even guessed that high, Dr. Dave, is I have a lot of silver in my hair now. So if I dyed my hair, which I don't want to do, I think I've been told I look a lot younger than that. Well, you know, I feel incredible. I feel vibrant. I will tell you, at my age, you know, most Americans, most people at this age, men, are on some kind of medication. They're taking blood thinners, a cholesterol lowering medication. You know, people are having heart stuff. They're having diabetes crop up. And I have nothing. In a quarter century, I've never taken a pill for anything. I just live an incredibly vibrant life. I regularly exercise. I have good relationships. I love my career. Again, as I've mentioned, and I eat a wonderful plant-based diet. And all of that combines to just create so much health and vigor and vim and vibrancy and vitality that really is a way to lead. Live by example.
I'm going to share something with you, Anoush. I think I told you how old I was earlier. I'm 61. Guess what? Zero medication. And I let your and the statistic is, I think, I might not be exact on this, but the statistic is people in North America, or at least the U.S., over 40 or over 45 are on at least three types of prescription medicine, something like that. I'm on zero, you're on zero. I think that's kind of like it. I mean, it's not a scientific study, but it does say something, right?
Huge, Dr. Dave, huge. I mean, really, and three sounds really low. I mean, you know, when you start to look at all the major health issues that people start having in the United States on the standard American diet, we call it the SAD diet. I mean, when you start hitting 40 and above, I mean, people have cholesterol, they have diabetes, they have heart disease, atherosclerosis is building up. You know, they have different organs that aren't functioning. So, I mean, three sounds kind of low, but, you know, whatever it is, you know, we have a different kind of culture with that, and that's a whole different conversation. But, you know, again, I want to say, as you were saying, I want to echo your sentiments about living by example. You know, we are not judging anyone. I lovingly offer information. I am passionate about my podcast because what I do is I talk to different kinds of people. I've interviewed bodybuilders. I've interviewed scientists, nutritionists. I've interviewed medical doctors. I've interviewed people from an ethical point of view about animals. I've interviewed, I'm interviewing people on my schedule for the environment and ecological connection with animal agriculture. And what it is I'm offering information because we want to just educate and inspire people. We want people because this information is not that readily available. I sort of, you know, honestly lucked out. I don't know what happened. There was some, whether you want to call it divine ordination or if you're not into that, I mean, just there was some destiny reason, I guess, that those books landed in my hands, because that was just chance. There's no reason that those books should have necessarily landed in my hands, but they did. And if they hadn't, I don't know where I would be today. Maybe I would have gotten the information later, but I got it when I got it. And that was the time, and at the age of 18, that transformed my life. But the thing is, I'm just loving the idea and the opportunity. I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to create these podcasts and to interview incredible people who've done wonderful research and who are making real, just a real difference in the world in their own fields, and to share this information for people, because a lot of people don't have access to this information. We have a lot of industry, billion multi-billion dollar industries that have a huge interest in people continuing to take drugs and take medication and eat animal foods. And so this information is usually hidden and not readily available. So it's great to be able to share information, to allow people to listen to things they haven't heard in other arenas, and to hopefully, you know, feel inspired and educated and open their hearts and minds to say, hey, I might want to live this way.
You just shared something with me a few minutes ago. Again, we were chatting before we went on recording here, and you said you're doing something later this month, probably around the time this is going to come out. In where are you going to be? In California? What are you putting on there?
Sure. So I'm on the board of a number of organizations. You know, I've been a vegan for almost three decades now. And so I've been very much involved in I've been so blessed in my life in so many ways. I've traveled the world. I've lived around the world for study. And I used to live in Honolulu, Hawaii. And I have a doctorate in philosophy. And so that's where I got my PhD at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu at Manoa. And I was on the board of the Vegetarian Society of Hawaii at the time. I lived in Paris. I was on part of an organization for, you know, over there that was an animal rights vegan organization. And so just so forth. And so right now I'm on a few different boards, and one board I'm on is the Go Vegan Radio board, and that stems out of California, and they have a World Vegan Summit that's coming up at the end of July of this year, July 29th, 30th, and 31st, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to be an incredible event. The inaugural World Vegan Summit was last year. It was in Los Angeles in March of last year, around springtime, March of 2015. This year we're going to do it in the summer, and we're going to do it on the campus of the University of California at Berkeley, and it's a three-day event where people come together and just discuss these issues and talk about, you know, what's happening in the world around, you know, vegan food, plant-based agriculture, you know, animal ethics. I mean, all kinds of wonderful things. And it's just going to be so invigorating to be, you know, what's also invigorating, I got to tell you, Dr. Dave, is when you're at a place like Vegetarian Summerfest, like we are now, or when you're at a place where you have like-minded people who share a common passion and a common goal, it just fills your cup in a whole new way. I mean, you leave places like this feeling so inspired, so invigorated, so kind of rejuvenated, you know, to feel like, you know what, you're not alone out there. And you're not actually. In 2016, this is an exploding phenomenon. When I went vegan in 1989, I was kind of alone. I mean, there weren't a whole lot of us, you know, think about it, 27, 28 years ago. But this is a whole different thing. And it's wonderful to go to these events, make connections with people, just like you and I've connected here, and meet people, make connections, feel like you're not alone, that's also important for happiness and joy, is connectedness. You know, we're not islands, right? I mean, I know that Western culture tends to, like, you know, really talk about individualism, and we think it's great to be this individualist, and nothing wrong with being an individualist in a lot of ways, but we're also people who crave social connection and love and connectedness and joy and togetherness and companionship. And it's wonderful to be in environments like this where we can share that with people. So all these things together, I would just say, really combine for a wonderful way for us to all get together and inspire people.
I would call it like a giant vegan mastermind group. I mean, I don't know how many people are here, hundreds or maybe a thousand. I'm not sure, but it's incredible. And I think your event, probably by the time my listeners hear this, it is going to be taking place right then, or it might just be over. I'm not sure. So if we can't do something this year, next year for sure, I know you're going to do it again. Anuj, let my listeners know exactly how to get in touch with you, a little bit more about how to find your podcast, et cetera, because I think I have a feeling you've connected with some of them, many of them today.
Well, Dr. Dave, again, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's just such an honor, and I feel so humbled to be able to do this. It's wonderful, and I hope I've connected with people, because I know that it's all in everyone's time. For whatever reason, those, like I said a few moments ago, those books came into my life, and I connected with those authors and their message. And so if there's any way that I've been able to connect with people here and people are inspired, I'm just overjoyed. My website is speakingofvegan.com, OFVEGAN, vegan, right? So I think everybody knows that. Speakingofvegan.com. The podcast is available right there. You can listen live, or not live, but you can listen right away there. You can, if you have an iPhone, iTunes, you can subscribe to it. It's all free, and it'll automatically, you'll download to your phone whenever episodes are released. We release one every couple weeks. I think there's also apps like Stitcher and things like that are podcast, gatherers, and they collect podcasts, and you can do that. And I think there are other ones as well. But I think even if you just Google Speaking of Vegan, I think you'll get it. Please invite people to listen, like us on Facebook, and, you know, send comments, send suggestions. If anyone out there is inspired and wants to be on the show, if you're vegan or if you have ideas, we would be thrilled. This is a community effort, even though I kind of, you know, it seems like a one-man show, but really it takes a village.
Hey, I want to thank you so much for taking your time. You're a busy guy. You told me about your schedule over the next couple of days. You've got interviews lined up. You've got a lot going on. So thank you so much, Anuj, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be. I'm honored that you can be on my podcast. I really am. And let's do something in the future again. But until then, hey guys, episode 146 is almost in the books. I'm going to give Anuj the last word, and I'll see you guys next week. Here's Anuj for the last word here.
Hey guys, it's really been an honor to connect with you here. I just want to let you guys know that I'm interviewing Dr. Dave for my podcast as well. And do tune in to Speaking of Vegan. You know, we've got a bunch of interviews we're doing here, and then we're going to get it all up and running in the next few weeks or a couple months. So stay tuned for that. As soon as we're up and running, I'm going to send the info to Dr. Dave, and he'll distribute it out to all you guys. All right? So be well, be safe, open your hearts, and I hope go vegan.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.